I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. I think it's obscene, I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean.
We were all going to do a podcast, and now we can't.
I'm not the one who got up to check my blood. My diabetes. Diabetes.
I have a medical condition.
It required peeps.
Yes.
Is that Easteritis?
No.
Easter Island flu?
This is behold the power of Ziploc, that my Easter peeps are still soft.
Never mind the fact that peeps can survive a nuclear apocalypse unscathed.
No, but they get stale. Now he looks like the Matt Groening bunny.
Yes, he does.
Boingo?
Snacks are hell.
Snacks are hell, yes. What's his name? Boingo? Is that his name?
Yes, or Bongo.
Bongo, that too.
Or Bobo. Chim Chim?
Chim Chim, yes.
The Wonder Chimp?
Didn't he have a kitten?
Chim Chim?
Never mind.
I think Chim Chim was the monkey from Speed Racer.
Yes, it was.
And Spritel, which was the boy.
I don't remember that part at all.
And they always hid in the trunk.
I remember that part.
So then when Speed was going to crash, it added the extra little twist there of not only was he going to crash, but he was going to commit fratricide. And
accidental.
Chimicide. Chimpicide? Monkicide?
Chimpicide.
Chimpicide.
That sounds good.
I'm sure there's a very fancy Latin phrase for that that Kevin knows, which he's screaming at the podcast right now.
Yes.
What's Latin for chimp?
I have no idea.
Are we actually recording, or are we just dicking around while you eat peeps?
I'm recording. This is all very important information.
When did this happen? What? No, let's not record this. Start over. I want a do-over. I want a
mulligan. Okay, we'll pretend there was a car in the office.
This guy's supposed to be wearing, like, I guess, scale mail armor, but it looks like he really needs lotion on his legs.
That's really kind of gross looking.
It is, really.
Really?
Seriously. Seriously.
So, what was the show that you were talking about in the car that I had never seen? The
what?
Cartoon? No, this cartoon with the submarines.
Star Blazers. Fighting with the Gamelons, we won't stop until we're done. Star Blazers.
I've never...
It was an anime cartoon before anime was cool. There were giant submarines and battleships in space.
1979.
Yes.
This would be why I haven't seen it.
What was the name of the ship? The main ship?
Also known as Space Battleship Yamato.
Yamato, that's what it was.
Look at that. I love the internet.
And it had a giant something wave cannon. Look up Star Blazers plus gun.
Okay.
And once you get past all the erotic fan fiction, don't open anything that's got a JPEG on it.
The Quest for Iskandar.
No, that's crap. It's something. It's the phase wave cannon or the
wave motion gun.
Wave motion gun
would drain the Argo's power if the target was missed.
Yes, worst gun ever.
Ah, this is on jumptheshark.com. Very funny.
When did the cartoon theoretically jump the shark?
I'm not sure how this works. I'm reading. Jump to the shark when ... and then it has votes.
Oh.
And like 24 people say it never jumped. Oh, I understand. And these are like episodes. And then it's it jumped the shark when there was Bolar Wars. And then when the Earth is saved. And then Baby Deathlock, which none of those things mean anything to me.
After they saved the Earth, it was kind of stupid after that. Because then they just made up bad shit to happen to them. It's like, oh no, you're being attacked by space jellyfish. Fucking run. And shoot the wave motion gun. And stuff. Yeah. But it was a bitching cartoon otherwise. The first couple of seasons were really good.
That's pretty much what everyone on the internet is saying as well, so.
On internets. And as we all know, I have my finger on the pulse of internets.
Yes. You are down with the pop culture.
I'm down, all right.
Yes, you are. So we were talking about Star Blazers because... Oh, that's right, because you flipped off the Mayflower truck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys.
And why do we fuck those guys?
I don't. Well, you just made it all creepy by your inaccurate diction. Why we say fuck those guys is because when I was a kid and we moved, they broke all my toys.
I'm gonna spit water on the keyboard.
That would be not good. So yes, when I was a kid and we moved, they broke all my toys. So fuck them right in their ear. Not that I hold a grudge or anything.
I know. Not that you didn't flip them off, what, 30 years later?
They had it coming.
I'm sure they did.
Between them and my brother biting the heads off my Star Wars figures while I was teething, I don't see how I had any toys at all.
Did you just have to play with sticks and rocks?
No, that's why I had a lot of Stormtroopers and Chewbaccas, because you couldn't bite their heads off.
The Chewbaccas, they didn't have a neck, did they?
Neither did the Stormtroopers.
I don't remember that part. I just remember the Chewbaccas didn't have a neck.
Trust me. The Stormtroopers did not have necks either.
I trust you.
They worked out a lot.
They did, yes. Oh, I didn't tell you that. We went to yoga.
We who?
Kathy and I.
Because it was not you and I.
No, my yoga buddy. So when me and Mini-Me went to...
She would not appreciate being called that.
I don't know. Maybe. When we went to yoga, we had to wait for the room to start. And
for the room to start what? That's like when I go drinking. We had to wait for the room to start spinning.
No, it's like it's that whole thing where the class is at X time, but there's somebody in the room, and so you have to kind of do the whole thing where you're milling around outside waiting for your...
Not making eye contact with anyone else.
Well, that was the funny thing, is like there's all these people waiting for yoga, and you know you're in the right place because like maybe about a third of the people have little mats with them, so you go, okay, this must be the yoga place. This is where we're going to be. Because there's a whole, like, there's two studios. You always have to make sure that you've gone to the wrong place. And then you always second-guess yourself.
What's the difference between a studio and an exercise room?
One is carpeted and one is not. One is slightly larger than the other. Well, they both have the same name. Studio 1 and Studio 2. I'm using the terms interchangeably. But we didn't know which one we were in, and we had to wait. But there was this dude in there, and he was, like, Mr. Super Buff, like, shiny Arnold Schwarzenegger pre-politician, and he was like that creepy kind of orangish color of furniture.
Ooh, spray on.
Brown, yeah. And he had like the kind of tribal tattoo action going on.
Because that makes him an individual.
Yeah, but he had like these baggy kind of... He had
Did he have the bitch shorts on? Is that what you're trying to say?
He didn't have like the banana hammock kind of shorts on.
No, but like the kind that are loose on the outside. And you know he's got the banana hammock underneath.
Yes, they were.
Because he wants you to accidentally see his bag and be all like, "Ew!"
It wasn't quite like that, but it was. Oh. It was. They were kind of like the shorts that you put on little kids, like the swimming diapers, because they're like baggy, but they were tight around the waist and tight around the legs.
Well, so like he doesn't work out all that time to wear baggy clothes.
I know. And he was so creepy because he was obviously like practicing for one of those shows, so he was standing there. And like perfectly still, and then there was another huge dude, like no neck guy, who was walking around and was like judging him, and was like doing this creepy kind of stuff where he would like touch the back of his back between his shoulder blades and say something that I couldn't hear because the door was closed, and then like guy was like stiffen up or straighten up or just look yet again more creepy than I didn't think he could look more creepy than he did before. And he was doing that thing where like, you know, his ass is like really tight and his feet are stuck together and
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was just weird looking. It was just very disturbing. And so of course all of us like random late night
slacker. Have I mentioned
that
I'm glad I did not go to the no, gym?
But all us late night slacker yoga people were like, we were like pasted ourselves to the glass, like staring at this guy, kind of in like that like train wreck way, like not like, ooh, that guy's hot, I want a piece of that, but more like, holy shit, do you see that guy? He's the color of my furniture. Like he's the color of my furniture, and he shines a little bit too much for someone who doesn't have some sort of wax on them, and he just doesn't look...
He probably
like...
did have wax on him.
I don't know. This was just practice, though. He was showing off for, like, all of two people
hey,
in that
you,
room.
Hey, you show the way you practice.
That's
you gotta...
true. That's true.
You don't get best in breed by not not practicing hard.
Yes, he did have sort of like a boxer pit bull kind of look about him.
Oh, the dog, not the athlete.
Oh, no, not like the golden gloves, but like the you know, clipped ears kind of
gotcha. Style.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was our creepy yoga experience.
Well, that sounds fun. Good times. Good times. GTs.
GTs. Yes. So that was our workout experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did that affect your ability to get your key correct and to make your dog face downward?
No.
No?
No, I could still
do. Was your lotus still able to open? Wait, never mind.
Yeah. No, I did downward dog and we did pigeon. I'm trying to think if there were any other animals. Downward dog and pigeon and warrior. That's not an animal. She wasn't much on telling us what we were doing. She was just like, take your left foot and put it behind your right ear.
Shove it up your ass.
Take these two chicken nuggets and
stick them up.
Hold them here. Ass. Yes. So no, we didn't learn a lot of terminology. She was also the girl. She was the I'm the substitute and we're going to go over this stuff and I know like she's the substitute and I'm sure she's a very good yoga person, but the was getting a little old. I could have done without the ums.
Mm. The ums can wear on you.
Yes.
Ah-ha.
I know. Touche, as they say. So we talked about how you hate Mayflower. And they're horrible people because they broke your toys. What was the other thing we were going to talk about?
You were going to wrap up blog her for us.
Oh, I don't know what there is to wrap up.
I don't know. Not everyone reads your... Well, that's not probably not true.
I know. Reading is hard.
It is fundamental from what I've heard. However.
I know. Did I tell you about that? My brother, my poor brother. Perry has a, what is that, an early birthday and a late birthday? He was like older than the other kids in his class. And he, the teacher was like behind schedule and they hadn't done their reading classes or whatever. And they had those riff, the reading is fundamental, commercials on TV.
Your bitch ass better be reading.
Your bitch ass better be reading, yes. And Perry used to, like, burst into tears as, like, a poor little five-year-old or however old he was because he couldn't read. I never learned to read. So it was very sad.
That's kind of heavy.
It was very upsetting. But, again, because my family is the way that my family is, it was one of these little jokes. Every time we would see the reading is fundamental, we would always say, you know, Perry never learned to read.
That's got to be tough on him.
Mm-hmm. It's hard being an electrical engineer when you can't read.
Just don't touch the wrong wire.
That's true. Yeah, as long as you can tell his colors apart,
mm-hmm.
He'll be okay. But we're back to blog her, not about my brother. So blog her was fun. And
well, hooray. Thanks for that recap, Jeannie.
Yeah. Blog her was fun. And I met some nice people. And it was very hard to deal with the 50 billion people. Okay, well, 700. But 50 billion people who are there and they're all very extroverted online and crazy introverted in person. There were lots of people hunched over their Macs typing away. And wow, I've never seen that many Mac laptops in one room, like, ever in my life, I don't think. So, and emo glasses. So.
That was both a definitive statement and a middle-of-the-road statement all at one time. Well done.
How? How is that middle of the road?
You were simultaneously very earnest and very
specific,
very wishy-washy. Yes.
Oh, that's true. I don't even know if I've seen that many laptops together at one time. That was a lot of laptops. I mean, an awful lot of laptops. Oh, and I have a new rule that if people are going to live blog, they need to get a quiet keyboard because I don't want to pay money to sit in a session and listen to click 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 click. If I want to listen to click 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 click, I can watch you play Warcraft. So
me me me
me me me me. So yes, the clicking for the live blogging was a little old. Actually, I think the real thing is that their nails were too long, and they were using Mac keyboards.
What, like in the tables?
No, not the nails in the tables. Their fingernails. The nails.
The nails.
The nails.
Delible.
Were too long. Because I have started developing similar problems with my fingernails. Because I actually have fingernails now, which is very exciting. But Blogger was fun. So how was Blogger for you, sweetie?
I pretty much hung out in the mornings. I went to the mall. I went to Milpitas for all you SCA people out there. Yes, I've been to Milpitas. And I went to a kick-ass Rosicrucian Egyptian museum, which was one of the finer museums I've ever been into, Egyptology-wise, this side of the British Museum of History. And that's saying something. Otherwise, I sat in my room, watched the History International channel, and played Warcraft.
Well, that's exciting.
And looked at girls in emo glasses.
Yes, that's exciting too.
Because you could not look at girls in emo glasses. They were everywhere.
That's true. I did feel kind of bad. I didn't have emo glasses to wear. Damn you, LASIK surgery.
Well, next year you can get some made before you go, and that
I'll
way you'll
pop
be ready.
The lenses out of mine.
That's
wear
true.
Them around as some sort of.
Oh, and I met Laura Foy from
a
previous G4 fame.
Yes.
And now of just general internet rocking fame.
Yes.
She was very nice. She was very cool, you know, for dealing with fanboys, which I'm sure she does a lot. She was very gracious.
Well, you were one of, like, what, five guys in the... five guys. Not the restaurant.
Right.
You were one of, like, five dudes, like, that
yes.
was not a employee of the hotel that was there.
Donde está... Hall pass, yes. I did not work for the hotel.
So do you think you will go next year?
I don't know.
Other than you may not be able to bear 4 days without me in your life?
Well, that would be very difficult for me, but I felt kind of bad because I felt like I was sort of socially holding you back from doing whatever it was you may have wanted to do there at the Blogger.
Pillow fights and s'mores?
Sure, but thinking more along the lines of when people would normally go out in the evenings, you kind of went and hung out with me, which I appreciated, and I like you too, and I'm happy we did that. But what I'm saying is that I was worried that, like, instead of bonding with your fellow bloggers, that you were instead co-chilling with me, and that maybe cut out on some of your experience.
I don't know. I have to think about it. Because I like you.
I am very fond of you as well, like I said. And I would not really want to be without you for 4 days. But I sort of want you to get the full blog her experience, be part of the bra-waving, fist-in-the-air clan that is blog her.
Yes.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Uh-huh. Sans emo glasses and toddlers.
Well, you know. Not everybody can have toddlers.
I know. So I don't know. Because I was feeling kind of mopey the whatever day that was, the first day. And I was like feeling like everything was stupid and ugly and crappy. And then I like went back in the room and whined to you and you said lots of clever things that made me feel better.
Well, I mean, I don't think that it was bad that I was there. But like I said, maybe next year you can plan on going out and, you know, leaving me in the room by myself alone in the dark
to play video games by yourself
and cry quietly
okay,
while I queue up.
Yes, that'll be much better
because nobody loves me like Warcraft loves me,
because it's important to fly you across the country
to play Warcraft
in the hotel room. Someone's got to put a chair in front of the hotel room door,
just like BlizzCon.
Yes, just like BlizzCon. I don't think it was quite like BlizzCon. Because I think people were more involved, but they were not. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it all. It was a bit of sensory overload.
There was a lot going on.
The corporate people kind of, I don't know. I don't know what they did.
Because sometimes women own houses. Oh my God.
They were just, holy crap. I really felt
I shouldn't bag on them because I didn't actually get a chance to talk to them. But from 10 feet away, holy fucking crap.
They
look like June Cleaver bought herself an Oxford, got some khakis, and was about to tell you how to fix your house.
They had like painted on jeans and little spiky heels. And maybe they really did drywall their own house. But I think
not
they,
in those pants.
But I think they used the same drywall spatulas to apply their makeup. I mean, holy crap. I thought I got dolled up for Blogger.
They had tight clothes on.
They did have very tight clothes on, yes. Which was an interesting concept because I was trying to think about that, of like why people wear the clothes that they do, of like when you have 700 women who go to a conference knowing that there's a pretty small chance of there being any dude there, like how do females interact with each other?
Well, I was kind of wondering that too, because I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, there were a lot of tight clothes there. Just well, in
were,
general,
there were a lot of saucy clothes. There were a lot of saucy clothes.
Yeah,
that
okay,
I guess
that's a better way to put it. And I don't necessarily mean like you know, people were wearing clothes that were two sizes short for them. But there was a very up with boobies vibe at the blogger. Let me
just
put it that way.
Not just of the breastfeeding kind.
I didn't see, no. Mostly of the tank top variety.
Mm.
And that's cool, you know. If I had them, I'd wear tight tank tops too. But I guess it was a little, I wouldn't say surprising. Okay, yeah, I will. It was a little surprising.
Well, I was just curious about all that because, like, the, you're eating the microphone a little bit, by the way, as well.
Okay.
Just comparing my waves to your waves are huge.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I know. Yeah. Oh, baby, your waves are huge. Oh, that was for the cat. I was like, what are you snapping at me about? It's on.
No. No, it isn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm here to tell you it's not on. No, I was kind of curious about that, like, how different people dressed. Like, there were the people who dressed in business-esque clothes, hip business clothes. And those were either the people who were running, like, they were the founders of Blogger, or they were salespeople. They were the fancy clothes. And then you had kind of the medium clothes, which were people who were wearing, like, I guess the clothes that you would wear to a Sunday brunch. Like, they're your best pair of khakis, and they're your most fetching pair of capris and things like that. And that's probably what I fell into, because I just, like, I can't bring myself to wear jeans or something. I don't know. That's that damn you private school with all of your dress codes and professional attire. I can't do that. And I wore my little Peg Bundy shoes. But I...
You said Peg Bundy, right?
Yes.
Not Ted Bundy.
Yes, Peg okay. Bundy.
Because
no,
those
yes.
would be fucked up
no,
shoes.
The ones that make me, when my legs are sore, make me walk like Peg Bundy. But I wore my little wedges, and they were very cute, and I was very pleased with them. And then there were the people who were like, I don't know, fighting the man, or that's just like the only clothes that they own in the universe.
I did like the woman who was wearing panties that said, "Obey me."
What?
There was a woman who was wearing panties that said, "Obey me," across the ass. And I knew this because she was walking around the cocktail party, pulling her skirt up.
She was one of the brightly colored hair people, wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, yes. She had rockin' hair.
She did have rock star
and
hair.
I thought the panties were very funny.
They were funny.
I don't know that, you know, I needed to see them, but, you know, that's cool. Rock on with her and her panties.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I didn't find the, I don't know where I fit in the world. It's like you try and find these cookie cutters of like, oh, well, which of these people would be me? And I don't know which of those people are me. I have no idea. Because I don't like to wear the t-shirts, because I don't like to have the statements on them, other than LiveJournal, because LiveJournal rocks! But I don't like to have the t-shirts.
I think you already have a Lifetime membership, you don't really need to.
I do, but I like them.
You
I was
got
very
to meet
excited
Mina,
to meet Chrissy,
you?
And I was
Did
very
you?
Excited to meet Mina. Yeah. I was almost more excited to meet Chrissy than I was to meet Mina, but I think I would have creeped her out a little bit if I had my picture taken with her, because she's like 12 or something, so... Yeah, that would have been weird.
What did she invent?
She is LJ_Chrissy, and she's the community's director, coordinator, some word like that, for LiveJournal. So she's like been at LiveJournal since rocks were soft, and which means I guess she's probably like 16 instead of 12. I don't know. And then she,
she could have started coding at 8.
She could have started coding at 8. She's one of those people who is. I don't know. It sounds horrible to say that she's so nice it makes her seem young. She hasn't become jaded like that.
Like you, apparently.
Like
fuck.
Me, apparently, yes. Or like that.
She's so nice you just want to kick the shit out of her.
No, that's not true. No. She just, I don't know. I just like she was young because she just seemed young.
That's your thesis statement. You're
she
resting on that.
She seemed very young. Yes. She seemed young and bright-eyed and.
Bushy tail. She had a bunch of acorns shoved in her mouth.
Yes.
All right.
She was
then.
Very nice. She was very smart. She was very cool. But the point is that short of a LiveJournal t-shirt, I don't know what other t-shirt that I would want to wear that would really say like all about me and the universe. I'm not a t-shirt kind of person much anymore.
No.
I mean, I have some.
Not your thing, dang doodle.
No, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with a good t-shirt.
I know.
Especially one that says Canada.
I know, yes. This issue woman wanted to know if you were from Canada. So I don't know.
Because Canadians look just like everyone else.
So apparently that was the most drama for me, is trying to figure out what to wear. Not did I meet people and did I learn constructive things about the blogging industry.
Well, you had some things to say about that too. But.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know. I don't talk to women very much. I don't hang out with women, with the exception of Kathy. So I don't really like, I don't know. I don't, maybe they need like a blog her. I don't know.
You just went to blog her.
I was going to say it was a blog her that had a different name. Maybe a blog her with less women at it.
Femblog?
Yes, I need a femblog and a butch blog. Like, damn it, I'm going to screw up her name again. Yusha? No, I keep making that up.
I can't help you here.
The egg beater woman.
That really does not help even a little bit.
No, the woman who's I'm going to look it up now because I can't remember her damn name.
Well, hooray to internets.
I know. Did I get it right? Oh, why are you so slow, internet?
Has it forsaken you?
It has forsaken me. Shuna. Well, I don't know where I get Yusha from. Anyways, but Shuna was the woman from Eggbeater who, like, is very... I don't know. I don't know how to even describe her. She is far from girly. She's super cool, but far from girly. And she said something about how she thought that blog her was for... what did she say?
Straight pregnant women?
No. She said something was like it was for... Frilly? No, it wasn't frilly. It was like girly. It was. She said it was for girly straight women. It was what blogger was for. And she was like, so yeah, I'm not really feeling like I'm part of the target demographic. Which I thought was very fascinating.
Well,
so.
It seemed that it was divided along mommy bloggers and other.
Well, I don't know if that's a perceived thing of like, if you have a child, you are obviously a mommy blogger by its very nature. I don't know.
Blogging by nature, not because I hate you. Sorry.
Yes. So I don't know. Or if that's just one of those
OPB,
things that's very...
other people's blogs.
Very vocal. Yes, other people's blogs.
Hip-hop, hooray.
Well, oh, and I have a whole section of my blogs that I read that are like sectioned off for things that I consider to be quote-unquote about parenting.
Roped off?
Yeah, well, I put all my parental daddy types and mommy types and... When they have the word mother in their blog title, that kind of means that there's going to be something about being a mom in it, which is fine. And they write great things, and I'm very interested in all that.
Except for Shaft.
What?
His blog, One Bad Mother.
Oh, yes. I'm sure Shaft's... Maybe it is about parenting. You're so strange. So,
watch your mouth.
Yes. I'm just talking about my blog.
We're just blogging about Shaft.
Yeah. So, no, that felt weird, and I don't know. Perhaps I'm just not raging against the machine quite enough. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're raging against the machine moderately, which puts you in a small demographic, because you either need to rage like a crazy fucker, or not at all.
I don't know. I guess I'm just... I am angry. There are things to be angry about.
Wow.
Can I say that more mellowly?
Yeah, good
times.
No,
I'm angry. Really, I'm angry. I am.
I'm angry, man.
I know.
I'm like
I've been around Kathy too much. I
I'm
sound
like a
her
wet
now.
Wolverine.
I'm angry. I'm really angry.
And gosh, you're going to write a sternly worded letter.
I am going to write a sternly worded letter.
Who's the head
letter?
Of the committee?
I am. No, I'm angry, but I just, it's like, what is that cheesy country song? I don't know why you got to be angry all the time.
You're
it's
really like, asking the wrong dude.
I know, but trust me, there's a country song that says, I don't know, it's like, I don't know. I want to say it's Tim McGraw because I don't want to believe that it's Toby Keith because I hate that guy. Fuck that guy.
I'm sure you just made him cry.
I'm sure I did. But it's the song where it goes, I don't know why you gotta be angry all the time.
The cat has officially freaked me out. She is moving the salt around behind the desk. So it looked for all the world like we had a possessed salt shaker.
How is she moving the salt shaker behind the desk?
Because it's on the very edge. And so she's reaching this paw up and pushing the salt shaker around. sitting on the damn bass boost.
I was talking about being angry.
I'm sorry. I was talking about your creepy-ass cat.
So I...
And that was very polite for being so angry.
I know, but I just... I'm angry, but I just... It's tiring being angry. It's a lot of work being angry. I don't know.
It is indeed.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's not very constructive to be angry at everyone all the time and, like, fighting the man.
No, you should focus your dislike.
Well, yeah.
There's
I guess
much,
I'm angry at specific
people. There's much
people.
Anger in you.
I get angry at specific people and I get angry about certain things, but it's not really worth my effort to be angry about the universe.
Yeah, that's a lot of anger.
Well, it just...
You'd have to, like, join Linkin Park or...
It's negative. No, I just... Ugh.
Buy a red baseball hat and start rapping about how pissed off you are.
Yes, exactly. So that I can have both edited and unedited versions of my podcasts.
Yes.
Available at Walmart.
Bitches. Can we edit that out?
No. So I am super moderately angry.
Duly noted. And I'm leaning back, which is why it sounds like I'm in a well.
I'm khaki pants and flip-flops kind of angry. So
you're yacht angry?
I'm yacht angry, I suppose. Yes. So I'm angry on behalf of people.
You and Kenny Loggins are pissed as shit.
Yeah, we are. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, Kenny Schmackety is what you're saying here.
Well, and it was interesting because I saw some people. It was very funny because I apparently I'm like one of the three people who've learned how to make LiveJournal not look like LiveJournal. And it was a painful, long, arduous process. So
magic.
I just sort of get some props for that, which is kind of exciting.
Magic.
It's one of those things where people say like, you're... blog can't be on LiveJournal. It looks really good. Thanks, I guess.
You speak so well.
Exactly.
I'm going to write me a blog.
Exactly. So, yes, I'm going to write me a blog and it's going to be on LiveJournal. I swear. So, yes, I did learn some LiveJournal pride. Maybe I'll get a little LiveJournal tattoo.
Yeah.
I know. I can't decide on any tattoo. My yoga lady had a tattoo. My yoga lady. Like I bought her in a store.
You didn't even like her.
She was okay, but she was mine. For that hour, she was mine. Well, and the 18 other people who were in the class. She was ours. We shared her. But she had like, see, my eyesight's going. That's how they get you. You get great vision for the first year, and then your eyesight goes so that in the dimly lit yoga class, you can't tell what kind of quarter-sized tattoo you're... yoga instructor has on her ankle, but she has.
I don't think your LASIK promises you to be like G.I. Joe with the eagle eye.
That's what I want. I want to be able to see through space and time.
No.
Oh. Well, she had this little thing on her ankle of some undeterminate tattoo blob.
I'm going to guess that it was a dolphin.
No. Well, although she did have a very cute seahorse, spiky looking guy on her right kidney, and he was very cute because you could only see the top half of him over her yoga pants, so he was sort of like peeking out. It reminded me of those little garden things that you hook on the side of your potted plants to tell you if they need water or not.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a gardening
thing. Rest assured that I have never hooked anything on the side of any potted plant.
They're usually kitty shaped, but it looked like one
of
those,
so
you could just see the top of the little spike over her pants. It was super cute.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, so she had tattoos.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll just become an individual in the fact that I don't have tattoos. Or purple hair. Although my hair is getting kind of crazy looking colored. It's getting to be like...
Not so much on the crazy, but...
Crazy white.
So what are we doing next? Where are we going next?
You mean where are we like traveling to?
Yes.
Molasses.
Oh, shit. That's right. Sunday.
Sunday. Yes.
Yes, that's going to be a great time.
I know. It'll be fun, damn it.
Sure.
So we're going to make molasses on Sunday because it's what we do every year. It's a family tradition, and that's what we do.
It builds character if that gives you any idea of what kind of time it's going to be.
It's all going to be fun. It's not supposed to be as hot this year, though, and there will still be okra, and my uncle will still be on his own little planet. But it'll be fun. It'll be a bonding experience. Maybe I'll get to actually use a machete this year. I don't know that I've ever actually cut down a piece of cane by myself.
It's okay.
Well, I think it's one of those things where, like, I really want to be able to do it, like, when I was 8. Like, oh, I really want to be able to use the machete. And then, like, you cut down 5 or 6, and you're kind of like, okay, I'm done
this
with this.
This is fucking work.
I'm done. Somebody can have this machete now.
There's a reason that people go to college.
So they don't have to cut cane in the
field. So they don't have to stand out in the middle of a field and hack things.
I know. Back in your day.
Excuse me? What? Back in my day, yes. Back in the era known as the 80s, all we did was stand around in fields and hack things.
Yes.
With skinny ties, great
haircuts.
Big sunglasses, and spiky haircuts.
Yes, that must have been it.
Until Rick Springfield led us in the glorious revolution of 87. When we threw off the evil overlord, Corey Feldman, and stormed the Bastille. Trading our machetes in for breakdancing mats and emancipating ourselves therein. Comma, fuck you. Back in my day.
I don't remember any of that.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a child.
Yes. Well.
That's my other thing, is I'm not any target demographic at Blogger. Back to Blogger again. Because there are either people who are young, which of course I'm not young now. I'm old. I have wrinkles on my legs. I have varicose veins. I'm old. And then there were the people who, like, got their wrinkles and varicose veins, like, the honest way, by, like, birthing children, as opposed to, I guess, just like wearing impractical shoes like I do. So that's just, I don't know. The thesis statement was I felt a bit out of place.
Which it was your first convention, though. It's always like that.
Well, and I guess I'm
and it was two freaking days. I mean, you got there and then you had to leave.
I know. It's not like it was summer camp.
No, they really, you didn't have time to, like, sit around the fire. They should have had a karaoke machine is what they should have had.
Ooh.
They should have had a karaoke machine. Fun. They should have had lots more alcohol, and they should have had a Guitar Hero machine, and it would have been...
It would have been on.
You would have all been, like, making out around the pool.
That would have been awesome.
Did you say awesome?
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
You sure you don't want to go next year? We'll just bring our own karaoke machine.
It depends. We'll have a karaoke in our room. Fantastic. I'll be selling videos.
Yes, I know.
1995, Blogger's Gone Wild. Blogger's Gone Wild.
Blogger's Gone Wild. That'll be awesome.
Blogger's Gone Slightly Out of Control.
Oh, my new microphone came. That was other exciting news.
I thought you didn't like it.
No, I do like it. It serves a purpose. Well, no. Because I enjoy to throw money in the street, I bought a recording. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Do jobby.
It's a thing.
With the thing.
It's a thing. Yes.
And the guy.
And the guy, yes. I bought an Adderall RC09.
Adderall?
Adderall. No, not the ADHD medication. The recording device. Mm. And I don't know. There is no perfect. It's like trying to find the perfect car. There is no perfect recording device. So the Adderall, the highest amount of recording space thing you can put on it at the high quality is an SD card for 2 gigs, which will last you about 2.5 hours ish. Which, I mean,
do you need to record more than 2.5 hours?
What if you're in the jungle and you need to do a lot of recording?
Of what?
I don't know. Things.
Oh, well, that cleared it up.
Important things. So,
like,
you'd have
jungle
to have
things.
I know. See, this is why,
like,
I just...
Like, Louie is going to come down and...
I don't know. I worry about these things. George of the Jungle. So there's that limitation on that. But it runs on AA batteries, and it's super, super cool. And is, like, lightweight and fairly rugged and easy to use. And then I bought the microphone that attaches to my iPod, which is neat because it's all iPod-y. And I think it sounds a little better. Well, I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like. But now you're limited by the battery life on the iPod, which...
which is famously good.
Yeah, I know. So it lasts about... you've got gigs and gigs and gigs of space on the iPod, but you can only record for about, 2.5 hours before
you've
run out of battery.
Two choices.
Space.
Run out of battery power or light on fire.
Yeah. So that was my one frustration, is if I could design my own microphone for the iPod is I would have made it so that when it plugged into the bottom, it actually had a pass-through so you could charge it at the same time. But apparently that must be like generation 2 for the
2.0.
For the fifth generation iPod will now have its own generations of microphones.
The Gen X.
Yes, that too. So I have a new microphone and I'm going to play with it some more. But for this, we're still using the news radio condenser mics, which I'm super pleased with.
I think they just sound better.
Even though it does sound like you're eating the microphone at times. I think that's user error.
I'm sure it is.
You just get very enthusiastic.
That's me, Mr. Enthusiasm.
So now you're going to be over there very soft-spoken because you don't want to...
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
I like bran muffins.
I know. Ugh.
And kites.
So that's all we've done.
Do we want to talk about the name for the show?
I don't know. Do we agree on that?
I think you wanted it enough that I agreed.
So you're saying I browbeat you?
I conceded.
It? No. I don't want it if you're not going to be excited
about it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
God forbid we ever try and name a child. It's just we can't have kids because we can't pick a name.
Say the name of the show.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No. Say you it. Won't like it.
What?
You won't like it.
You either say it now or it's out of the running.
I wanted to call the show Foo and Wah.
Which I did not dislike.
Yeah, that's a double negative.
Did not dislike. Which makes it a positive, which is fine.
I don't know. I thought my whole story about the Foo and Wah was very interesting.
Which was?
So, I was at...
Long ago, when the world was young.
No, last week, actually. But I was...
Last week, when the world was young.
I was at a meeting.
Younger.
And we were writing stuff on the board, because I love to write on the board. So we're writing crap on the board, and there's this whole thing where we're going to have to move people from platform X to platform Y, and it's going to
be you're playing Mario?
Yes. They were going to have to jump and then go down the pipe.
It was a platform jumper.
Yeah. So, or actually, what was it? Castlevania?
Oh, that was another good one.
Yeah. So we were doing the whole Castlevania thing where someone's going to have to go from platform X to platform Y, which reminds me also, I need to talk about lost packets. Another story. But so writing all this, and there's lots of discussions about how it's going to be complicated. We're not really sure how it's going to go, yada, yada, yada. And, so we, what are you doing?
You are so goddamn unprofessional. What time are we at?
I told you that before, we're at 42 minutes.
Crap.
It's okay. I'm sure there's boring things we said in the middle we can clip out.
Speed your damn story up.
Oh. So I'm talking about this stuff and I point at something and then someone says, oh, that might be complicated and people might not like that or we'll have to negotiate that, et cetera, et cetera. So I write in parentheses, I write Foo and Wah on the board for my own personal reference. And someone says, what is Foo and Wah? And I'm like, oh, it just means that there's Foo and Wah because there's another person who's taking notes. And so she doesn't, I don't know that she actually put Foo and Wah in the notes. I don't think she did. But so we leave it on the board and person number three comes in the room like a couple hours later and she's kind of looking at the board and she goes, what does that say? I said, oh, it just says Foo and Wah. As in, like, it's for my own reference. And then we start this whole etymological discussion of what the hell is Foo and Wah? And what does Foo and Wah mean? And I was like, it's Foo and Wah. And they're like, well, what do you mean, what is Foo and Wah? And yeah. So it's when something's going to be complicated or it's going to involve a lot of effort. And I was trying to think of examples. I was like, more than six people trying to decide on where to go to dinner involves a lot of Foo and Wah. Because
yin
it's like,
and yang. This
yes,
and
I
that.
Only eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I
hither
hate that place.
And dither.
They're loud. It's too dark. Meh, meh, meh. We can't park there. All of that is Foo and Wah. So I explain, and they're like, well, where did you learn this word? Or who told you this word? Where did you learn that word, young lady? I know. It's like, I don't know. My friends use it. Actually, I think it was Kaylin who originally probably said Foo and Wah. Maybe. I don't know. That's a guess.
So there it is.
Well, no. And then, so then they actually did a Google search on Foo and Wah. F-O-O and W-A-H with quotes.
I always thought it was F-U.
No, that's
but
more
I
like
I just
a,
like saying F-U.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Felix
but with
Unger.
Foo and, yes. Foo and Wah. And the only three links for Foo and Wah are my blog, Roland's blog, and Liz's blog, which I find very interesting. So apparently it is an etymological oddity of our circle of friends using the term foo and wah. But to bring this full circle or come back around, we were talking later, me and like other person.
Why did you feel the need to clarify bringing something full circle?
Because it's not really bringing it full circle. Never mind. So we're talking in the car later and I was talking about something else completely unrelated. And I started to say foo and wah. I was like, yeah, it's just, that just sounds like there's a lot of foo. And he goes, yeah, and wah. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, foo and wah. Like, it was like all of a sudden he understood. It was like, just, yeah. So needless to say, foo and wah can be taught.
He had an Episcopal?
Yes, he had an Episcopal about foo and wah. So that's my exciting thing about foo and wah. I find it entertaining because it's a phrase that people can learn to understand. That's my new thing, is I'm going to teach the world foo and wah. And
I think it's cute because it's got X and Y.
It has the and in it. Nobody knows.
Okay, well, there it is then. That's the name of the show.
Foo and wah?
Foo and wah.
Hooray.
I have decreed from this day forward.
You just don't want to mess with it anymore.
That the show is named foo and wah.
Hooray.
So there we go.
So that's 46 minutes. Are we done now? Since you're like trying to rush me through.
I'm not trying to rush, but people have things to do.
Fine.
They need to go to the store and change the cat litter and put new sheets on the bed.
Okay.
And I don't know, put gel in their hair maybe. Perhaps they're getting ready for a big night out while they listen to this.
Okay.
Perhaps there's makeup to be applied and body parts to be freshened.
Okay. All right. So that's all our stuff.
Oh, we're going to have theme music this week.
We are. Oh, that means I have to figure out how to do it.
Damn right.
Hooray. I'll work on that.
All right.
Hooray.